every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
If you ever had to be involved in bringing to life somebody's career, right, you wouldn't want to do Tina Turner. And I'll tell you why. Because to encapsulate the vivacious character that she gave the world and put it and portray it in a way that not only encapsulates what she meant to all of us, but also in such a way that everyone that went to see it had goosebumps. They were like, I cannot believe this. Crowds of sold-out theaters globally, ladies and gents. She is a Tony-winning Cape Tonian.
Come on.
Woo. Cheers, Ray Dolphin.
That's like the Oscars of theater, isn't it?
No, hello. I'm telling you, Broadway is like, yeah, it's like the Hollywood of theater.
Oh, yes.
That's how I would say it.
It's even harder than Hollywood. And I'll tell you why. Yeah. Because the playing field is filled with talent.
Mm. Yeah.
It's easier to get somebody to go to a theater and have a performance of in a theater where you don't have to actually perform to a crowd.
Yeah.
Because you're watching a screen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you're actually real live performing, you're in that space of live theater. Yeah. 24/7. Let's talk about your career. You grew up in Cape Town, proudly Cape Townian.
Absolutely, 100%.
Your love for theatre. Who in the family said to you, "Come, Cheshire, we're going to go and look. We're going to go watch. We're going to go see live theatre."
Listen, yeah, no one specifically, but I grew up in a Pentecostal church on the Cape Flats. Mm-hmm. Okay, ek het in die kerk groot.
Yeah.
En ek sê altyd, die kerk is theatre.
Right,
die kerk is theatre. I mean, and you guys know Pentecostal churches, the energy, the dancing, the singing, the falling out, the speaking in tongues. So that was already kind of like my foundation. And then my grandmother, you know, was kind of like a neighborhood, like, counselor and guider, you know. So people would come to my grandmother's, like, stoop or, like, a couch and just spill the tea. Tell my oma hulle hele story.
Yeah.
So we grew up really, like, surrounded by, like, incredible storytelling around us. And then my mom was an amazing storyteller. So I grew up in the Cape Flats, so we didn't have access to theater, but my school 1 year took us to the Artscape, and I remember that memory very vividly, thinking to myself, ek wil daar wees. Waar die ligte is. That's where I want to be. Yeah.
I mean, how's that? And we literally, by the way, I mean, it doesn't just go about winning them, being nominated again and again. I spoke about Tina Turner and bringing, but again, we're literally a couple of days away from the next Tonys. The next Tonys is on the 9th, the 9th of June. Mm-hmm. And ladies, let me just tell you something. She's been five Tony nominations. Five Tony nominations.
Can you asseblief die ander kinders 'n kans gee?
I'm going to try my best.
Don't.
I promise you.
Go for it.
Yes.
Now, that is when, and by the way, Tonys, like the hardest of everything that you, if you speak to people that have won accolades, I mean, not just one, and numerous, they say the hardest to get hold of and to appreciate is the Tonys.
Yeah.
Because everybody pours their, and I'm not saying that the Oscars or Grammy, but that you pour your life into that production for however long that run is. And to be nominated, not once, five times this weekend. And you know what? Here you are in Cape Town. You're not going over?
No, I'm actually here launching my Storybridge company and, you know, confirming my creative team for the new musical that I'm producing in Cape Town.
Yes. Tell us more. Tell us more. Come
tell
on,
you mogul, you.
You mogul. What's happening here?
Yeah, so the five Tony nominations for Gypsy.
Yes, Gypsy.
I'm part of the co-producing team.
Sure.
Matter of fact, actually, there is a group in New York City called, like, Score 3, and it's all about creating entry points for producers of color.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a black investment group in the Broadway community.
I love that.
Which is really incredible. So I'm part of this co-producing team. And because through this co-producing team, you know, we got five Tony nominations for Gypsy, which is incredible. I don't know if you guys saw, but Oprah came to see Gypsy.
Yes, correct.
She was like in tears.
Blown away,
crying.
Yeah.
Just, and I and then also Oprah paid for me to go to grad school in NYU. So
come
to see
on.
Oprah at Gypsy, it was just such a full circle moment for me.
But also to have that investment, to have Oprah realize that at a young age that the future laid in your hands.
Yes.
And to invest in you in sitcom full circle for Oprah.
Wow.
I mean, how special is that? To have this production and then know she's there watching you, and then she believed in you from the very beginning.
From the very beginning. Such full circle moment. Wow. Yeah.
Listen, you are still such a spring chicken and the world is your oyster, literally.
It really is.
It is. You must be now, the people that know you and that kind of that, you know, she is that you must be inundated with people that want to pitch you ideas, pitch you stories, pitch you whatever, because you've got now an opportunity to maybe help them or to be a
100%.
Part. That must be life at the moment for you. That must be where you are.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I'm also always looking for incredible stories that kind of live in the margins. Mm. You know, growing up on the Cape Flats, it's a marginal experience, really, compared to what most people experience. And even when I pull up in New York City, you know, the experience of growing up in the hood is such a global experience, actually. Mm. So people from Brooklyn to Harlem to the South Bronx, there's a language there that you really only cultivate if you grow up in those communities. Yeah, and that language is really an international, global one, you know, that of like making it through, making it out, making it from that lower income community to a platform where there's, you know, there's equity and there's, you know, you have real decision making power. Mm. So, yeah.
Do you know, there's a lot of people, and this is what I love about your story now, and a lot of people that have come from places where they look back and they think, wow, I've got great memories, not bad memories. The area might now be known as an area that's riddled with whatever. You can name it, drugs, gangsters, and whatever. But you're always proud of your roots. Mm. And that's what makes us so beautiful as Capetonians and makes you incredible, because you never forgot and never forget where you've come from. You're very much about giving back to the community. And that's what leads me on to your new initiative called the Story Bridge and the Playwright Incubator, Cape Town Pilot. Tell us about this, because this is also incredible.
So over a year ago, I launched my own kind of producing company called Story Bridge. Mm. And the idea is that when we tell stories, it builds bridges that connect us to ourselves and other worlds. And so part of my pilot season is to produce an original musical in Cape Town and one in New York. So I've been in Cape Town now for about 3 weeks, and so I'm meeting with a creative team. I'm looking at confirming the directors, musical directors, looking to build cultural partners, and really wanting to center Black queer identities, or just queer identities specifically. I think there's another story in the Cape Flats around, like, how do we center or support queer identities? And often that even is even more marginalized than just growing up on the Cape Flats. And so I'm hoping to really, like, have a team of people that reflect the community that I came from, and hoping to really put something together that's joyful and colorful and not just centering our trauma, because people love to just talk about the hardships we went through, which is true. But there's also so much joy and resilience in our life, and I hope that my musical can show that in some way.
You have found the sweet spot between artistry and activism, and you found that sweet spot in a beautiful place, and you've come back home to share that story, to nurture the next generation, and to make their stories heard. And I love that. And you're like, I wish this was like a TV. It's like, well, she's this bundle of love and joy, and infectious as that is. That's what she's giving the world.
And the first thing I thought when you walked in the door, not in studio, but just when you walked in, because we can see people coming in and out in the office, was how bold you are. And I hope that you just practice that and you live in that. And the things that you're doing at the moment reflect that, and they talk about that, the boldness that you step into to go out there and tell stories and build bridges and you know, talk about the joy and resilience and going against the odds.
That's right.
That is
that's
so
right.
bold.
That's right.
That
I
is so
that.
Bold.
Listen, talk that into the world.
That is so beautiful. I feel like sometimes, like, coming from Eitzach and Biola, you have to be bold. I mean, you know, people in our community are bold. We're storytellers. We're loud. We tell you a story, a quick one, a long one, a short one. Different ways of spinning it, you know, and flipping it. And so I feel like I'm like standing on a legacy of like incredible storytellers. And I just have to make sure that I, like, you know, pass the baton and I do the thing and really honor that legacy of very, you know, interactive, joyful storytelling.
So you do that, and you do that so well. We go with also the home. Dame fuss.
Thank you.
Gypsy, 5 Tony nominations this weekend, ladies and gents. Yes. Accomplished and already a massive giver back to the community. Wow. Chesre Dolfa Izzian. Chesre, thank you, my sweetheart. You're amazing.
Thank you so much.
Long may we be so proud of you and what you've given us. Thank you.
Firstly, thank you for the love. Thank you for the grace in the space. The energy is so amazing here. Please invite me back, because I'll be here.
Yes, I love it.
Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.